USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A recommendation for a fourth COVID shot for the public may not come until there's a clear strategy in place. Some on the CDC's independent vaccine expert panel say a booster every 4 to 6 months isn't a realistic public health goal. One member, Dr. Sarah Long, says we need to focus on preventing hospitalizations and death instead of hoping vaccines can prevent infections. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims sanctions are delivering a tremendous blow to Russia's economy.
The tremendous blow on the Russian economy resulting from our sanctions is only possible because of the breadth of our coalition.
Yellen talking with reporters during the Global Monetary Summit in Washington, D.C. She said the U.S. and allies will continue tightening the vise on Russia over its ongoing war against Ukraine. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Russia has tested a new nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying it's a unique weapon that can overpower any existing missile defense system. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the United States needs to upgrade our domestic nuclear missiles.
Joe Biden earlier this month canceled a routine missile test because he didn't want to do anything that would be provocative or escalatory. Right. And I think Vladimir Putin sees that the West is still on the back foot.
The White House says the test was announced ahead of time and that it has not deterred any plans to continue supporting Ukraine. Accused high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has a tentative trial date set for September 6th. Crumbly is accused of shooting and killing four students at Oxford High School just outside of Detroit in November. The 15-year-old will be tried as an adult and he will remain jailed and won't be moved to the juvenile detention center. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Department of Justice is appealing the ruling of a federal judge in Florida that struck down the CDC's mask mandate requiring people to wear masks on public transportation, such as planes and trains. Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie tells Fox News that the CDC is trying to stretch their powers.
I think that Joe Biden should work on trying to establish the CDC's non-existent credibility instead of trying to litigate their non-existent legal authority.
Mike Tyson is in the news again after an incident on a flight.
Former boxing champ Mike Tyson appears to attack an intoxicated airline passenger on a flight that was slated to leave San Francisco for Florida this morning. A witness said that 55-year-old Tyson asked the passenger to leave him alone after initially taking a selfie with his friend. The former heavyweight champ lost his cool when the man didn't stop and delivered a flurry of blows, drawing blood on the antagonizer's forehead. The witness says Mike walked off the plane just seconds later, and the man who was punched received medical attention and then went to police. No word yet from authorities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CNN Plus will be shutting down at the end of the month. That's less than 1 month after the new streaming service was launched with great fanfare. Warner Brothers Discovery recently purchased CNN and made the move, which comes amid reports of lagging subscriptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.